Wolfner News, Spring 2026. Denny Hoskins, CPA, Secretary of State. Greetings from Wolfner Director Janet Carruthers.
Spring Reflections from the State Librarian. With rainy days and warmer weather on the way, spring has begun to wake hibernating critters and encourage people to head outdoors on sunny days. The air feels fresher and plants have started growing again. April showers make reading indoors even more enjoyable, while the sunny days merit reading outside. The start of this spring also brought to a close my first year as the Missouri State Librarian and Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library Director. Reflecting over this past year as director, I appreciate the dedication and high standard of service of Wolfner staff and volunteers. Since I first started in 2025, volunteers have donated over 7,000 hours to the recording studio, helping the recording studio staff complete more than 225 audiobooks. Reader advisors received, on average, 1,000 calls each month and have provided excellent customer service to help you find your next great read. We added more than 1,000 new patrons since last spring, circulated over 600,000 items to patrons, and traveled across the state to introduce more Missourians to Wolfner services. I have loved hearing how much you appreciate and enjoy Wolfner services and staff, and I look forward to the continued hard work and success of Wolfner staff and volunteers to provide you with accessible library services. Janet.
Did you know, on the go or tired of waiting for the mail? Braille and audio reading download, BARD, B-A-R-D, allows you to download any book, anytime, to a smart device such as a phone, tablet, or our new DA2 machine. Imagine having 170,000 audiobooks or 40,000 Braille books at your fingertips, anytime, anywhere. No more waiting for cartridges in the mail, which is wonderful for those who travel. Wolfner staff can set up your account and walk you through getting started. Please call to learn more. 573-751-8720 or toll-free in-state at 800-392-2614. Help us stay connected. To ensure the quickest delivery of your books, magazines, and the latest information from Wolfner Library, please stay in touch as your contact information changes. Our reader advisors can update your account with your new address, phone, or email. Contact Wolfner Library Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Call 573-751-8720 or 800-392-2614 or email wolfner@sos.mo.gov so we can serve you better. Talking Book Topic Subscription Service. If you are registered to receive the Talking Book Topics, you will start receiving it from Wolfner Library. Please let us know if you are still interested in receiving this audiobook catalog. The catalog will be in a gray container just like your books, so you will take the mailing card off the container to return it. There will be no order form inside the container. You may call us to request a paper order form. You may write out the book numbers and mail or email them to Wolfner. Or, as always, you can call us with your book order, 573-751-8720 or 800-392-2614. Adult Winter Reading Bingo wraps up. The 2026 Adult Winter Reading Program at Wolfner Library featured a bingo card that encouraged participants to read outside of their comfort zone. This winter, we had 40 participants. Friends of Wolfner Library provided prizes for each patron who read and logged their book titles. This year, wide-ruled, high-contrast notepads and extra-thick, bleed-proof markers were part of the prizes. The friends also provided an Amazon Dot and a Bluetooth speaker as raffle prize options. Thank you to all the participants who cozied up to new reads during the Adult Winter Reading Program. If you want to participate in our summer reading program, stay tuned for more information in the coming weeks. This program is supported by the Friends of Wolfner Library. Missouri Secretary of State Wolfner Library Book Club. 2026 Upcoming Book Club Titles. If you are a Wolfner patron, participate in our book club by dialing in on the first and third Thursday of each month at 2 p.m. or by using Zoom from a smart device. Here's a list of books that will be featured for March through June, followed by instructions on how to join in. March 5th, A Well-Behaved Woman by Teresa Ann Fowler, DB093792. After her family is left destitute by the Civil War, Elva Smith marries into the wealthy but socially shunned Vanderbilt family. Old money New York society refuses to welcome her, but Elva uses her intelligence and will to win acknowledgement and respect. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2018, 14 hours, 21 minutes. March 19th, I Am the Central Park Jogger by Tricia Miley, DB056125. The victim of a 1989 brutal assault and rape in New York City recounts overcoming medical odds to become an inspiration to others suffering massive brain injury. 14 years after the attack, Miley discusses the aftermath of her trauma, her rehabilitation, and the reasons for finally going public with her story. Best seller, 2003, 6 hours, 45 minutes. April 2nd, Doggone It by Spencer Quinn, DB068453. After flunking out of police school, Canine Chet becomes partners and roommates with private investigator Bernie Little. Though easily distracted, Chet is a good sleuth. He describes Bernie's latest case, the disappearance of 15-year-old Madison Chambliss, and his own frustration when trying to communicate clues. Strong language and some violence. 2009. 8 hours, 5 minutes. April 16th. A Street Cat Named Bob and How He Saved My Life by James Bowen. DB077202. London street musician and recovering drug addict Bowen recounts his 2007 discovery of an injured stray cat he named Bob, with whom he became inseparable. Describes the ways the companions have helped each other and become known around the world. Bestseller, 2013, 6 hours, 25 minutes. May 7th, The Flower Sisters by Michelle Collins Anderson, DBC 29304. Daisy Flowers is 15 in 1978 when her free-spirited mother dumps her in Possum Flats, Missouri. sentenced to spend the summer living with her grandmother, the wry and irreverent town mortician, Daisy draws the line at working for the family business, Flowers Funeral Home. Instead, she maneuvers her way into an internship at the local newspaper, where she learns of a mysterious tragedy from 50 years earlier. Adult, some explicit descriptions of sex, some strong language, some violence. 13 hours, 8 minutes. May 21st, The Murder of Tutankhamun, a True Story, by Bob Breyer. DB-047-024. Combining modern forensic technological evidence with historical facts, Breyer proposes that the 18-year-old Pharaoh was murdered. He supports his theory by detailing circumstantial evidence gleaned from reviewing Tutankhamun's remains and Breyer's studies of the interaction of society and religion with the role of rulers in ancient Egypt. 10 hours, 54 minutes. June 4th, The Man-Eaters of Tsavo, by J. H. Patterson, DB-046-487. In colonizing Africa, Lieutenant Colonel Patterson and his comrades traveled through desert and jungle to build roads and bridges. In 1907, Patterson wrote of his encounters with man-eating lions who terrorized his work crew. A film, The Ghost and the Darkness, is based on Patterson's adventures. 1907, 6 hours, 57 minutes. June 18th, The Secret Book Society, by Madeline Martin, DB-132-261. You are cordially invited to the Secret Book Society, London, 1895. Trapped by oppressive marriages and societal expectations, three women receive a mysterious invitation to an afternoon tea at the home of the reclusive Lady Duxbury. Beneath the genteel facade of the gathering lies a secret book club, a sanctuary where they can discover freedom, sisterhood, and the courage to rewrite their stories. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 7 hours, 51 minutes. You can participate in our book club meetings by join with Zoom on any smart device, https://zoom.us/j/9647150-4467. Join by phone by dialing 312-626-6799. Enter the meeting ID when prompted, 964-7150-4467. For OneTap Mobile, plus 1312-626-6799, comma, 9647-150-4467, # U.S. Participants may also call Wolfner via phone to be linked into the meeting. Kind notes from Wolfner friends. Thank you for the joy you brought to my mom for many years. She watched the mailbox for more cartridges and enjoyed the stories she received. Thanks again for all you did to make her day bright. Sherry. Thank you for saving me as I go blind. Couldn't do without you. Joyce Springfield. Thank you for all your assistance and service. Diane, Garden City. I absolutely love the service you provide. These stories give me so much comfort. Charlene Mercer. I am herewith returning my old unit. I love the new one, DA-2, but admit I have loved this one I am returning. What a tremendous service and what a design. Gary, Columbia. Patron review of the new NLS DA-2 audiobook player by Bob Jaco. I would love to give my critique of the new DA-2 book player. First of all, I have been a patron of Wolfner Library since the early 60s, so I remember the 33 records, the 16 and 2/3 and 8 and 1/3 RPM records, cassettes, and the original DTBM book player. I have had my DA-2 player since August and love the ability to download titles directly to the machine from Bard. I still receive audiobook cartridges and download them to my player, but now I can send the cartridges back promptly. I can read them at my leisure, then either save them or delete them as desired. The built-in user guide is very comprehensive, but a Braille copy can also be obtained if desired. Obviously, all this means that the DA-2 is Wi-Fi compatible. But if a patron only wishes to use audiobook cartridges, they may do so with the new player. It also has Bluetooth capability, and I connect it to a speaker quite often. Also, the machine has a battery that has a long life between charges. I wish the cord could have been incorporated into the machine. It is currently detachable. You may also download books to or from your computer with this machine. Also, because the machine is smaller, the speaker is smaller, and I don't believe it has as much bass as the original DTBM. But for its size, it sounds pretty good. If any of this piques your interest, call Wolfner and speak to a reader advisor at 800-392-2614. Wolfie's Youth Mail and Make. Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library youth patrons working at an 8 to 13-year-old level and adult patrons with an intellectual disability can sign up for Wolfie's Mail and Make program. Crafts are mailed out 4 times a year. Each kit has a theme and contains an accessible craft and directions in large print, video audio, or Braille, if requested. Kits also come with a list of featured titles that patrons can borrow in an accessible reading format, audio, large print, or Braille, to learn more about the topic. Wolfner's 2026 Winter Craft Kit had patrons embellish a portrait of George Washington in celebration of the United States of America's 250th birthday. To create the embellished portrait of George Washington and a self-portrait, patrons use 2 cardstock sheets and wiki sticks, which are made of yarn and food-grade non-toxic wax that allows them to adhere to most surfaces with light pressure. Participants were encouraged to bend, twist, and cut the wiki sticks to create their masterpieces. The kit also included titles from the Wolfner Collection that explore the United States' development during its early years, our government's formation, early presidents, famous Americans, and stories that have shaped our national identity. Parents appreciate how easy and bright the kits are for their youth, and they rave about the lovely Wolfner staff. The kits also help to bring families together. Andrea Putnam says, Thank you. We absolutely love the activities that you send out for our daughter. She is 18 and cannot do any of the activities on her own. Her brother, who is 11, loves helping her. It's hard to find activities to bring the two together, but we have found the ones you send out are the perfect activities for them. If you know a youth patron who could benefit from accessible library services, please reach out to Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library. Wolfner Studio Productions Top 2025 Charts. Recently, the National Library Service shared its NLS Playback year-end review on social media. Two Wolfner Studio productions were recognized among the top-performing audio titles for NLS patrons. The number one fiction book was A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, DBC 29176, narrated by Audie Klein, currently downloaded over 42,000 times. The studio also produced a second version of A Christmas Carol, DBC 30907, with over 30 narrators and sound effects added to the original narrated version by Audie Klein that has been downloaded more than 1,100 times. The number two nonfiction book is The Jefferson City Civil Pilots, DBC 29215, by Michelle Brooks, a colleague in the Missouri State Archives within the Office of the Secretary of State. This audiobook, narrated by Loretta Broker, has been downloaded nearly 19,000 times. It is always an honor for the Wolfner team to produce accessible audio editions of books written by such a talented colleague and to help bring her work to NLS patrons nationwide. Our studio staff and volunteers are dedicated to enhancing your listening experience and having top-performing titles across both fiction and nonfiction categories is wonderful recognition of the quality and care our team brings to audio production. New from the Wolfner Recording Studios. All books produced by the Wolfner Recording Studios are the result of many hours of service by volunteers who go through a rigorous audition process to record, monitor, and review each title. These Missouri-centric titles are uploaded to Bard for the enjoyment of Wolfner patrons and readers across the country. Additional studio funding is provided by Friends of Wolfner Library. Youth. Imaginary Fiends by Izzy B. DBC 30981. Narrated by Donna White. Since the day he was imagined, Mr. Thrumpkin and Harry were the best of friends. But now Mr. Thrumpkin could only watch as Harry slowly slipped away. Mr. Thrumpkin does what all imaginary friends do when they're no longer needed. He goes to the streets, to the back alleys, to the place where imaginary friends become imaginary fiends. Does Mr. Thrumpkin have what it takes to be an imaginary fiend, or will he remember his vow to be a forever friend and not a fiend? For preschool to grade 2, 9 minutes. Ghosts by Raina Telgemeier. DBC 33015. Narrated by Audie Klein. Katrina's family is moving to Northern California because her little sister Maya is sick. As the girls explore their new home, a neighbor lets them in on a secret. There are ghosts in Bahia de la Luna. As the time of year when ghosts reunite with their loved ones approaches, Kat must figure out how to put aside her fears for her sister's sake and her own. Graphic novel for grades 4 through 7, 2 hours, 32 minutes. Troubling Tonsils by Aaron Reynolds, DBC 33025. Narrated by Ann Siegfried Kovar. Jasper the Rabbit is back, a little older and wiser. He collects creepy stories to share its cautionary tales. If you're ready for some chills and chuckles alike, tune in as Jasper weaves the yarn of Charlie Marmot and the particular pickle he found himself in. For grades 2 through 4, 51 minutes. A Tour of the Human Body by Jennifer Byrne. DBC 33037. Narrated by Kurt Parsons. From our eyes to our toes, kids will find out what makes the human body tick in this engaging STEM nonfiction book. They'll discover that our hearts beat 100,000 times a day, which equals 36 million times a year, and that our tongue's 8,000 taste buds can detect only 5 flavors, and that we have 60,000 miles of blood vessels, enough to circle the world more than twice. For grades K through 3, 29 minutes. What About an Octopus? A Fact-Filled Underwater Adventure by Deborah Kerbel, DBC 33043, narrated by Loretta Broker. While at the ocean, a curious young girl goes searching for a seashell and finds an octopus friend instead. The encounter turns into an afternoon full of play and discovery. From eating to napping to playing, octopuses are just like us, aren't they? Well, maybe not quite. For preschool to grade 2, 13 minutes. Adult, Jawbone Holler by Mace Thornton, DBC 29303, narrated by Tom Stever. Perry Adams has hit rock bottom, fed by the demons of too much alcohol and not enough patience. Hard knocks are driving his decision to skedaddle. Perry is the bane of his Indiana hometown, and his only choice is to pack a saddlebag. The great-great-grandson of a pirate, Perry desires a fresh start, far from the clutches of his abusive father. Some strong language, some violence. 10 hours, 20 minutes. A Month of Doomsdays by William W. Johnstone. DBC 29309. Narrated by Rick Wallace. Former lawman Ty Brannigan tries to rope in some skittish cattle rustlers at his family ranch, and uncovers a nest of scheming bank robbers. Looks like he's going to need a bigger rope. Some violence. 9 hours, 56 minutes. The Rose of Washington Square by Pat Waller. DBC 32943. Narrated by Laramie Thompson. Self-taught artist Rose O'Neill leaves the Midwest for New York in 1893, determined to become an illustrator in a field dominated by males. Mindful of her duty to the impoverished family she left behind, Rose's obligations require her to yield to the men who hold the reins of her career, as well as the men she grows to love. 11 hours, 34 minutes. Historic Tales of St. Louis by Mark Zeman, DBC 32979, narrated by Jacqueline Goldammer. St. Louis may be known as the gateway to the West, but its history holds many stories buried through time that show a different side. Discover which Hollywood leading man and heartthrob originated the custom of leaving a chocolate on a hotel pillow. Learn which high school was named after a senator who was nearly beaten to death on the Senate floor. Puzzle over the lavish dinner party held in a sewer, and be amazed to find a masterpiece hidden in the ceiling of a U-Haul building. 6 hours, 22 minutes. Adam Lemp and the Western Brewery by Christian Nafziger. DBC 32982, narrated by Loretta Broker. Johann Adam Lemp ranks among the most influential figures in St. Louis history, the founder of a brewery that left an indelible mark on the city. But the story of the German-American founder of the famous Lemp Brewery still lies shrouded in mystery in the Gateway City. 5 hours, 29 minutes. Wolfner Facebook. Stay connected with all the latest news, events, and resources provided by Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library by following us on Facebook at https://facebeboka.com/WOLFNERLIBRARY. NLS programs accessible by phone or Zoom. Monthly, The Many Faces of Bard. The patron engagement section of NLS offers a monthly program called The Many Faces of Bard on the second Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Central Time. Each monthly event covers one aspect of Bard, Braille and audio reading download offered by the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, Library of Congress. This event is open to all. For more information, please visit www.loc.gov/nls/NEWS-AND-UPDATES/MANY-FACES-OF-BARD/. Or call a Wolfner Reader Advisor at 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720. Collections Connection Subscription. With hundreds of thousands of audiobooks, braille books, and magazines available from NLS, for some patrons, it's hard to know where to start when searching. Collections Connections, a free email newsletter from the NLS Collection Development Staff, can help. Each month, it highlights fiction and nonfiction titles focused on a timely theme. To sign up, send your name and email address to the Collection Connections team at connections@loc.gov. You can unsubscribe from the list at any time. Upcoming holidays. As a reminder to patrons, Wolfner Library will be closed on the following holidays: Friday, May 8th, Truman Day; Monday, May 25th, Memorial Day; Friday, June 19th, Juneteenth. Wolfner Library donations. If you are interested in donating to Wolfner Library, there are two options. 1. Help offset operating expenses through the Wolfner Trust Fund, Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library, P.O. Box 387, Jefferson City, Missouri, 65102. 2. help provide patron programming through Friends of Wolfner Library. Friends of Wolfner Library, P.O. Box 24834, Kansas City, Missouri 64131. For information on how to become a Friend of Wolfner Library, you can email wellsjerry9@gmail.com or phone 816-678-1257. Wolfner Library and our patrons appreciate your support. Wolfner staff, Director, Jana Carruthers, State Librarian. Public Services team, Lori Brown, Public Services Director. Jamie Livingston, Adult Services Librarian. Vanessa Lingyell, Youth Services Specialist. Megan McCormick, Reader Advisor. Kenna Turvo, Reader Advisor. John Wilcox, Reader Advisor. Circulation team, Veronda Winters, Circulation Director. Stacy Jo Butler, Senior Library Tech. Jermon Williams, Library Tech. Emma Deichley, Library Tech. Justin Stauffer, Library Tech. Recording studio team, Brandon Lammers, Volunteer and Recording Studio Manager. Chris Cowan, Senior Library Tech. Tim Emmel, Library Tech. Jermon Williams, Library Tech. Wolfner News is available in Braille, on cartridge, by email, or in human voice audio for listening over the internet at Wolfner's website, wolfner.wolfner.us/WOLFNER/WOLFNEWS/. If you would like to receive an alternate format, please call the library at 800-392-2614. Hours. Wolfner Library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Closed for state holidays. Contact information. Toll-free in-state phone number, 800-392-2614. Jefferson City area local phone number, 573-751-8720. Fax number, 573-751-3612. Email address, wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Website address, www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/. Wolfner's online catalog. https://wolfpac.klas.com/. End of Wolfner News, Spring 2026. Read by Paul Otto in Wolfner Library Studio, monitored by Brandon Lammers, reviewed by Chris Cowan. This recording is supported by the Institute of Museum and Library Services under the provisions of the Library Services and Technology Act, as administered by the Missouri State Library, a division of the Office of the Secretary of State. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited. If you found this newsletter to be defective, please contact your cooperating network library.